Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
looking after my pool, a little podcast as I drive off to the gym. I'm the unwitting owner of a pool in Australia. So unlike the United States, where you have some suburbs where there's a pool in every property, there's probably a pool in every 10, 20 properties around here. And we unfortunately had a double block, and the people had the wisdom of putting in a pool. And when they put it in, it's very much do-it-yourself type of stuff. And when they knew the person fabricating the pool, so they got them to do a double layer of fibro. So you can have a concrete pool or a fibro pool. Basically, it's a big bucket in the ground. Now, the interesting thing is they have a little valve in the bottom of them. I go to see the good people of Glenbrook out running and just flogging themselves. They're in the ground. Now, of course, if you sort of, the ground's just not dry soil, there's a water table and all that type of stuff. Not around our place. Our place is up on a hill and it's sandy, and the water just, there's no water table to speak of. It's all very dry underneath us. However, the regulations are that you have to have a return valve at the base of your pool. So at the base of your pool, you have this little valve. And so it means that if you drain your pool and there's water in the surrounding water table, it can actually flow into the pool rather than actually pop up. You can often see pools in the United States where this is not here. One wonders how it happens. Now, I suppose if you get a heavy enough pool, it doesn't matter. But if you've got a light fibro pool, groundwater will be sufficient to just pop them out. So we've got this valve at the bottom. Now, over winter, there's a filter system on it, which is a little pump on the outside and a big sphere of dichotomous clay sand, and the pump pumps the water out from the bottom of the pool through this and back out again. And originally we had this ancient horsepower motor, which went this huge thing now, and it's been replaced with a rare earth DC servo controlled motor. Really quiet, small, like a quarter, a fifth the size of the other one, more powerful, less, five times more fuel, energy efficient. But even so, they just gobble up huge amounts of energy. It's just, eye-watering. Oh, my godfather. I like these people who select, I think I'll have a car colour of asphalt. Yeah, the grey colour. I'm sort of on my way to the gym at the moment. Okay, so the water pumps through this. Now, it takes a little while. We eventually got in solar cells and only run it when the sun is out. So it's energy neutral. And during the winter, I switch it off completely and recondition the water at the start of summer. Yeah, rather than just fanning about with it. And we have a pool cover over the top of it. And what it means is that all the dust that would go in your pool sits on your pool cover, right, and then falls into the pool. It comes off, the rain then rushes out and washes that dirt in the pool. So you get this full, I would say, possibly a centimetre thick, I'm not joking, a centimetre thick of sediment, just dust sediment, which is sitting at the pool. All sorts of anything. The pool cover doesn't protect your pool whatsoever. In fact, it's high maintenance. Now, I pulled off the pool cover, and of course, after 3 years, it's beginning to chemically decay. I think it's chemically decaying. The plastic is vitrifying, becoming brittle, and glass-like and shattering, and those little bubbles are breaking apart. And so we've got the problem of this massive pump, and it's you know, systematically breaking the little bits of the pool is great, but it's there's a panel on top of the let's describe it. There's something called a skimmer box. Yeah. For you out there, or you Yanks, you probably all have them, but people in the rest of the world don't have pools, quite frankly. You know, I can imagine listeners in Ukraine going, what the heck is this? Well, the water gets pumped out of the pool through a tube which goes into something called a skimmer box. Now, the skimmer box is a box, a square opening just beneath the water line. So when water gets drawn into the skimmer box, it actually pulls by laminar flow the material on the surface of the... If you've got a leaf on the surface of the pool, it will basically suck. Due to the laminar flow of liquids, it will suck that leaf off using the laminar flow techniques, if you're lucky. And it will suck into your skimmer box. So your skimmer box is a box, and the base of it is a flange. And of course that flange is generally a plastic, and I had replaced it with aluminium thing, and of course the aluminium and chlorine is just a complete recipe for decay. You can't really have an aluminium object in a pool. Brass is there. But okay, look, I'll be back in a second. I'm back again just from this errand. I'm off to the gym now. And we're talking about pools, and we're up to the grold skimmer box. And I'm noting that a lot of people who don't have pools, this will be, and to me, it was all amazing. So, you've got this flange with a huge pressure on it, a large surface area flange, and they consistently break. And I've got an ancient skimmer box. We're talking 40 years old, 50 years old, this pool? Well, 40 years old, it must be. Something of that era. So the world's changed. The pool's stayed the same. The world's changed. And so episode described how you could actually fabricate a flange out of core flute, this plastic. And of course, found a method of doing it and cutting it out. It's reasonably good. It deforms under the pressure, but then reforms. Fortunately, I used a good glue with it, so it could deform without fracturing. So I used the correct glue here. Unfortunately, the printing comes off and wraps around whatever you want. It's pretty, just amazing. So the core flute's got printed sign. Normally it's for sale, property for sale, something like that. So I'm going to finish this really soon. So that's poured it up, and that was sufficient to make sure the pressure didn't go into the skimmer box, went down the tube to something called creepy crawly, which has got an oscillating pendulum, a bistable oscillating pendulum in the end of it, which is forward, creating a momentary change in center of mass. Of one aspect, the overall center of mass stays the same. Therefore, the outer casing jumps back and forth while directing the water flow through a plastic flat flange. And that's called a creepy crawly. You may have seen them in pools. Goes across. Now, of course, after a winter, this is absolutely awful. And what actually happens is that there's so much material, it goes from the bottom of the pool, you know, years worth of material, into this pump, and fills up. And so you've got to do something called backwashing, my godfather. And so there's an elaborate valve system on the top of this with a lever. I'm going to finish this pretty soon. You've got to move this lever to backwash. And backwash in Australia, there's just absolutely, practically, I might tell you this, water, there's no water in Australia. The second driest continent on Earth, the driest being Antarctica. And so Australia's just a joke in terms of having no water. The rain that we get in New South Wales has to across the entire continent first before it dumps. It's from the Indian Ocean. That's because the winds are that way going across. And so it's a pretty, pretty shocker. It's a shocker in terms of rain. And so you have to backwash a little bit, and I just backwash a little bit. Then you have to rinse it, because backwashing fills the pipes with crappy water. Then you have to rinse it, and then you have to put on filter. Now, of course, the valving doesn't work always perfectly, so you have to check it. And then you have the things of phosphate build up in the water. Yeah, the phosphates get too big. Oh, good God. The fitness center is to myself. And look, so eventually, after weeks of care, the pool is coming basically back to life. Another important thing to know is that you put in something called a flocculant. So the water is cloudy, you put in aluminium sulfide, and this particular polyatomic molecule combination has an ionic field around it, which means that material clumps to the outside of it. It becomes charged, and the charged dust particle then attracts more dust, and it actually builds up dust and begins to clarify the water. It's sort of a pretty dramatic process. Like it is. Yeah, so nothing happens for a while, and then over an hour or so it becomes very clear and you get this snow of shit sitting on the bottom of your pool. Of course, when you go to pump it, then the shit then floats up again, but it then floats up and down relatively quickly. So there's that combination. This is all to try and get a bloody pool. Of course, what is the chlorination level? Well, it is a little bit about how you measure, and this is another bug bite. You have to buy a chlorine tester, but essentially if the pool looks a bit green, got even a tinge of green, you douse it with chlorine, set the level up, and then there's stannous chloride, a tin chloride, which is actually floats on the surface and acts as a sunscreen. And of course, gosh, this is all these little components to get together. Now, it's not sunny at the moment. I'll have to get the layer out. So you've got all these complex layers, and then your kid's going, there's that, and it might be just the smallest leaf in it after you've just pulled out, kilograms and kilograms of Australian dust and leaves, and insects sort of go, I'm feeling not well. I think I'll go and die in that pool. And I just walk, die in the pool. And of course, the birds come in to it. Obviously, the water's scarce out here. And there's this chemical, another chemical, anti-bird chemical. It's called, denurtures the natural oil on their feathers, so they don't like it anymore. And it's called, it used to be called duck off, until that was banned by the government for being too risque. Okay, in America, you've got all these things, IS and blah, and Homeland Security. In Australia, we've got control of pool chemicals, making sure we don't have offensive pool chemicals called duck off. And of course, what happens is that the ducks have this habit of they sort of migrate, and so what happens is that the south of Sydney will have too many ducks, and then the ducks will move, or the habit will change, and they'll move in a wave, because the pool chemical companies don't have huge amounts of duck off everywhere. They just ship them up ahead of the wave of ducks. Now, this is true, and I've got my 3-liter whatever plastic bottle of duck off, but I've never used it. It's look, it could be a total scam. And for some people are, for me, great, there's a duck in the pool, that's great, but this is horrible. This is horror. horror people thinking there. So that's part of the pool stuff. That's 15 minutes talking, and hopefully I'll improve as time goes by. Bye for now. Keep out of the pool. Come up to my pool one time. There you go. That will amaze people. Someone from, some sort of Germany or whatever listens to it, says, ding dong, I've heard your podcast on pools. I'm sort of coming in. I thought I'd come up and have a splash. You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.